Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, I was actually at the Mount Vernon campus. And it's always a privilege for me to get to go back to our Mount Vernon campus. When I was a college student at Ohio Wesleyan, Adam Purcell, who is our Mount Vernon teaching pastor, was my mentor. He at the time, we only had one campus, what is today our Lewis Center campus. And he was the college and youth pastor there and really took the time to disciple me and mentor me. And so when he and his family moved back to Mount Vernon to plant our Mount Vernon campus, I went with him and served as the college and youth pastor there for the first three and a half years of our Mount Vernon campus's existence. And so always a privilege for me to get to go back there and to preach. I actually got to teach on the same passage that I taught on the week prior at our Delaware campus. And so rather than go over that same passage, I'm going to share with you Luke chapter 1, verses 29 through 33 this morning. It says, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. This is when the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored," right? The Lord is with you. And so she's troubled. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Jesus means he will save, right? The Lord saves. Jesus means the Lord saves. And it says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. And his kingdom will never end." And as I was just thinking about this passage and reflecting on this passage, I guess I would ask you to take a moment and think about maybe the most menial task you could ever picture, right? The most menial task you could imagine doing, and maybe a moment in your life where you felt like you were doing something that was just beneath your dignity. And hopefully you don't have those moments, right? Hopefully we as believers have gotten to that place where we're saying, man, nothing's beneath our dignity, right? Where there's no task that's too humble or too menial for us, because that's the attitude of Christ. But I think if we're honest with each other, we've probably all had those moments, right? Where we're doing something or asked to do something and we think, man, that's just beneath us. I remember a professor in college telling me a story about how when he graduated from his undergraduate, from college, he had diploma in hand. And, of course, the day of the graduation, they're just singing his praises. And, you're just on top of the world. And then he said, I think the next day or, the next week, he got a job at like Walgreens. And they said, "Hey, we want you to go back and clean the toilets." And he was just laughing at the juxtaposition of, he's like, man, on one day, they're just singing your praises and telling you, you're a world changer, right? Congratulations, you're such a stud. And then the next week they're, like, "Hey, go clean these toilets." So if you can picture that moment maybe in your life, I think about that. And the reason I ask you to picture that is, I think sometimes we take for granted what I just read, that an angel comes to Mary and says, "You're going to have a son and he will be called Jesus and he'll be called the Son of the Most High." And what he's saying there is, right, I mean, Most High is a term for God. He's like, this son you're going to bear is going to be the Son of God. Literally, what we're celebrating in Christmas time is the incarnation, that God came in human flesh. As the Apostle John tells us, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And when you really try to wrap your mind around that, and you think about the way in which God condescended, right, the fact that Jesus, who was God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but rather humbled himself, right, became a servant. God stepped out of heaven. Jesus, who's eternal, omnipotent, omniscient. Nothing was created that wasn't created through Jesus. That's what the Word tells us, right? That he's there at the beginning. He's the very Son of God, and yet he becomes a human. You think about the demotion that is. Even though, mankind is the pinnacle of God's creation, we're still the creation. And he's the creator. And he steps out of heaven. In order to save humanity, deity becomes humanity. God steps out of heaven. Jesus steps out of heaven, becomes a human being. And not just a human being, but, I mean, a baby. And then grows up not to be an earthly king, not to have earthly importance, right? But rather, he is a king, just a different kind of king. And he grows up and he's, rejected and then crucified by the very people that he came to save. Sinners like you and me, and then God raises him from the grave. And of course, he's now ascended into heaven, right, and has been given the throne, and his throne will never end. But I just think it's important for us, I think, to wrap our minds around this and to appreciate the way in which God stepped down in order to save us. And then, of course, he says, right, he's the Son of the Most High. He'll be called great, that he'll have the throne of his father David, that he'll reign over Jacob's descendants forever. And you know, the scriptures tell us that you're a son of Abraham. You're part of Abraham's family, not because of your ethnicity, but because of faith, that it is by faith, right, that we step into God's family. And then that his kingdom will never end, right? Of his kingdom, there will be no end. And I just love the fact that, you know, in the midst of everything else that's going on in our culture right now, politically and socially, and there's just a lot of unrest in a lot of different ways. And I think sometimes we kind of wonder, man, is everything just coming crashing down? And there's this wonderful truth that, you know, 100 years from now, no matter what else is going on, God's kingdom will never end. Jesus will still sit on the throne. And that is not going to change. That will never change. And there's such hope in that, that 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 10,000 years from now, no matter what else changes, Jesus will still be on the throne. And if we've trusted him with our lives by faith, right, by grace through faith, we've become his children, we will sing his praises and we will be in his kingdom forever. And there, again, I just think is such hope and comfort in that truth. And I hope you're reminded of it this Christmas season. So Merry Christmas week. Hope you're getting to spend some time with your family. Let's take a moment and just take some time to pray this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent Jesus, the very Son of God, Son of the Most High, to come and save us. And Lord, we thank you that of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for stepping out of heaven to become a child in order to save, became a man in order to save us. And Lord, I just pray we would never lose the wonder of that. And Lord, this Christmas season, help us to remember, Father, what it's all about. It is about you, and we want to magnify you, lift you high, and just celebrate who you are. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time and pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.